tell you what, I'm going to sit this way since you're all sitting there. Does that help? Okay. This morning, the man in our story found himself sitting on the pavement at the bus stop. His face was unshaven, and his shoulders were slumped over, and his shoes were broken. And he was just staring at the stones. And people were looking at him, but he didn't notice at all, because he was so busy thinking in his mind and reliving his life. He was thinking back in his mind when he was a little boy, 20 years ago, when he lived in a little red brick house. And in the yard, there were pansy flowers. And there was a swing that his father had made for him. And there was the path that he learned to ride his bike on. And the bike that his parents had saved for months to buy him. Those were good memories, but he kind of winced because they were painful memories to him. And so he thought, 10 years later, when the bike was no longer a bike, now it was a motorcycle he rode, and he didn't come home very often. And he had a job by this time and lots of friends, and his parents looked a little sad and a little gray, and it was funner to stay at the bar and hang out there than it was to go home and be with his parents. But that was a painful memory too. And he thought about when his bills got so much that he couldn't pay for them. And he thought, well, I will go home and ask my parents for the money to pay for my bills. And that's what he did. So his parents gave him some tea and they sat with him. But you know what? He didn't have the courage to ask his parents for the money he wanted. But he knew where they kept it in the house. And so when his mom and dad were out in the garden, he went to where the money was kept and he took the money that he wanted to pay his bills. And then he no longer wanted to go home. And you know, that was the last time that he went back home. And his parents lost contact with him. They didn't know where he was. They didn't know that he had traveled far away and that he had wandered a lot and that he went to prison. And while he was in prison on his bed, he couldn't sleep very well at night. He tossed and turned, and he thought about his mom and dad. And he missed them, and he thought, if I ever get out of here and get free, I want to go see my parents. Oh, I wonder if they'll still love me. I wonder if they will want to see me. Well, guess what? He did get out. He got out of prison, and he got a job in the town where the prison was. But you know what? He was restless. He was kept being reminded that he wanted to go home. When he saw a clump of pansies, when he saw a child swinging on a swing, or a little boy running home, he thought about his own home. And he decided, I'm going to go home. But he didn't want to go home with no money at all, and he didn't have very much money. So guess what he did? He walked, and he hitchhiked a ride. Until he got about 20 miles away from his hometown. And when he got there, he kind of hesitated. He thought, oh, what if they don't want me back? Are they gonna recognize me, this man who's all haggard and worn, as their little boy who left them, who disappointed them? He wasn't sure he should go back. Was the little house still there? Were his parents even alive? And so he bought some food, and he sat underneath a tree for most of the day. And as he sat there, he thought, well, I'm going to write them a letter. Now, it wasn't a very long letter, but it took him over an hour to write it. And this is what the end of the letter said. I know it is unreasonable of me to suppose that you want to see me. So it's up to you. I'll come to the end of the road early Thursday morning if you want me home, hang a white handkerchief in the window of my old bedroom. If it is there, I will come on. If not, I'll wave goodbye to the old house and go on my way. This is what he wanted them to hang in the window. This was his signal that they wanted him to come back home. And so he wasn't in any hurry to go. Now, he was only about a street away, just a block away from where he used to live. But he was still kind of afraid to go.
But he thought, well, I can't stay here forever. So what I'll do is I will go by the big oak tree, and I can see the house from there, and then I will know if they want me to come home, if the handkerchief is in the window. And so he got to the big oak tree, and he said, I'm not going to look until I get there. And his eyes were closed, and when he opened his eyes, it was early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the little red brick house, only it looked different. The red brick house now looked like a snow house. It was white everywhere, because in the window of his bedroom was the white handkerchief, and there were tablecloths and pillowcases and napkins and towels, and from the attic window all the way across the roof was white muslin curtains. His parents were taking no chance that he would mistake. They really did want to see him, and they wanted him back home. So he lifted his head back, and he gave a great big cry of relief, and he ran down that road into the open door of the house. Boys and girls, this story teaches us not only about the great love that parents have for their children, but it also teaches us, even more important, about the great love that God has for you and for me. And as I read the story, there were just two things that I thought weren't quite right in the story. Did the parents go looking for the boy when he left?
No.
No. But do you know what? When we wander away from God, God comes looking for us. He doesn't wait for us to come find him. He is right there with us, and all we have to do is turn around and fall into his loving arms, and he will restore us to him. And the other thing that I thought about that wasn't quite right has to do with a lie that I was told as a little girl. And I bet each one of you have heard this lie. It's a big lie that the devil uses all the time. And that is that God is just sitting in heaven waiting for us to die and pop up to him and spend eternity with him. Can you put your hand down, honey? She doesn't like that. She doesn't like that. So, is God waiting in heaven? Yes, but he is not there waiting for us to die and pop up to heaven. He has a home prepared for us, and he is waiting for just the right time. And when that time comes, he is going to clear all of heaven and bring all of the angels with him. And he is going to himself give us a special angel guard escort back home with him for eternity. So this morning, I have an angel for each one of you to remind you of God's love for you and of that special time when Jesus is going to soon come and take us home. So I will give it to you after you pick up the baskets, so don't forget to come back, because sometimes you guys forget to come back and get your thing that I have for you. So before you pick up the baskets, can we have prayer? Okay. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your great love for us, that you are willing to take us back anytime we would like to be restored to you. We thank you for the angels you give us to protect us, and that one day, even they will come with you to take us home. Give us patience to wait for that day. Help us to keep our relationship with you true. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.